right, awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I'm gonna hand over the phone.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Carson?
Yes.
How are you?
Good, how you doing?
We're doing great. Carson, how much easier has this year been for you than when you arrived there last season?
Well, just completely different. I've been through OTAs and mini camps and meetings and installs and film sessions and practice reps, preseason games, now a couple regular season games. So just a completely different feel, completely different year, new offense. Everything's changed, but I'm definitely much more comfortable right now.
How tough was that last year to play so soon after you arrived?
Well, it was definitely a challenge. It was definitely a challenge, and I've always enjoyed challenges, and that's why I like to play golf, because I'm terrible at it, and it's so difficult. But I enjoyed the challenge, and it was a fun ride. We had an opportunity at the end of the year to squeeze in the playoffs, and unfortunately we didn't capitalize on that opportunity. But definitely much more comfortable this year, and just with opportunities I've had with guys to work in off season and downtime and the timing and rhythm of the passing game with all the receivers and tight ends has really benefited us as an offense and myself personally.
How much of the playbook had you actually seen last year before you got in a game?
You don't get the whole playbook when you get there in the middle of a game week. You get more of a game plan, which, in one game plan, you probably have, maybe three quarters of the offense installed just for that game plan. So I never actually sat through, obviously, an entire install, an entire playbook, just because I got there and I got here in the middle of the season, and you go through game planning in the middle of the season before games.
Carson, going back just a little bit, if you don't mind, when they made the coaching change, were you apprehensive or concerned at first that they weren't going to have a new coach so soon after you got there? And then has Dennis Allen obviously alleviated that as he's gone along?
Yeah, I think everybody was really surprised. She was a really good head coach, and I'd known him for a long time, and was really really proud of the way he handled the situation, before he actually got let go. Just seeing the way he handled being a head coach and he handled the team and the way he got us prepared. But you never know. In this league, things change so fast. Change is inevitable in this league, and you got to be prepared for anything. But we were definitely all shocked. When the owners decided to bring in a new GM and basically an entire new staff, from the front office people to equipment managers to coaches to everything. So it was a complete overhaul, and you never know what's going to happen in that situation. All you can handle is getting yourself prepared for the season and being in shape and being ready to go when it's time to go. But it's been great. It's been a great change. I'm excited to have the opportunity to play for Coach Allen. He's been phenomenal. There's a lot made about his age and his experience, but he handles himself like a veteran coach. He handles his team the right way. He motivates us. He gets us ready to play. And he also, takes good care of us. When it's time to go, it's time to go. But when it's time to relax and get healthy and get fresh for games, he's great about that. So just been very, very pleasantly surprised and happy to see how good of a coach he is.
Carson, were you surprised or did you feel all the expectations that arrived with you last year?
I don't think I was surprised. I've been playing quarterback for a long time, and there's a ton of expectations no matter where you are, how you got there. That's part of the game. That's part of the position. And that's part of the reason I love playing this position is the expectations and the pressure and all the kind of outside things that come with it. So I really wasn't caught off guard or surprised by it. I knew what I was getting into, and just am happy to be here now and excited about the season that we have, this huge game we have coming up against obviously a very good team and a huge rivalry and big division opponent. So just very happy to be where I am, very blessed to be where I am right now.
Has it been difficult to adjust with injuries you've had at wide receiver?
Not really. That's just part of the game. You know, we went through it last year. We had really a rotating group of receivers with just small injuries, big injuries, guys putting on IR, guys out for a week or two here and there. That's kind of the way it's happened this year. You know, it's been a revolving door. But it's been like this for a while, so it's not like there's some guys that have been waiting to play and now they're finally getting an opportunity. It's been like this since OTAs. We've had rookies on the field with our starters. We've had vets. We've had guys get put on IR, guys get, you know, injuries, guys like DHP with concussion for, you know, a couple days, whatever it may be. The good thing about it is the guys that are going to be playing are guys that have had a lot of reps and have been in a situation where the starter gets hurt and the next man up.
Your reaction, like everybody else's, to the Monday, what happened on Monday night, and are you hoping the reports are true that a deal with the regular refs is imminent?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, the best football players in the world deserve the best refs in the world, and the best fans in the world deserve the same. The best refs in the world. So. I hope it's true, but if it's not, you just got to roll with it. And, you can't make excuses about it. You got to find ways just to get through it and play good football and not let the game come to a point where the win or loss is hinged on them. You got to handle business the right way. And, those are things that are outside of our control as players.
I think we're good, Carson.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you Sunday.